The outsider is in. Donald John Trump rode a wave of anti-Washington anger on an improbable 17-month journey from Realty and Reality TV to President-elect of the United States. In polls, Trump had never led during the race, so it was a stunning upset. He defeated the ultimate insider, former Secretary of State, Senator, and First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton. Trump will be only the fifth president in American history to win the White House while losing the popular vote. Major Garrett has followed the Trump campaign from the very start and begins our coverage tonight.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. Time.
Donald Trump, political novice turned improbable president-elect, began the hard work of reconciliation early this morning.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
Trump, who once threatened Hillary Clinton with prison during the campaign, reached out to his vanquished foe as well.
We owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
Early on election night, Trump insiders feared a narrow loss in Florida and the collapse of their Electoral College strategy. But Trump galvanized rural and working class voters there, while similar turnout also delivered North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Winning Wisconsin, a Democratic state in every election since 1984, was the icing on the same demographic cake. GOP pollster David Winston.
He overperformed with union households. He overperformed with lower income. He also overperformed with those folks with some college, which made up about a third of the electorate. He did quite well.
At times in his victory speech, Trump sounded more like a Democrat, emphasizing government spending to improve transportation and reduce poverty.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure, which will become, by the way, second to none.
Today, Trump and running mate Mike Pence met with senior transition staff at Trump Tower to discuss cabinet posts and agency-by-agency battle plans for regulation and legislation. Sources tell CBS the leading candidate to become Trump's chief of staff is Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus.
I'll tell you, Reince is really a star, and he is the hardest working guy.
Congressional Republicans see Priebus as a trusted and politically skilled conduit to GOP majorities in both chambers. House Speaker Paul Ryan clashed with Trump frequently, but today praised his victory.
I think what Donald Trump just pulled off is an enormous political feat. It's an enormous feat in that he heard those voices that were out there that other people weren't hearing.